This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الله الإله الرب الرحمن الرحيم الحي القيوم الخالق الخلاق البارئ المصور المالك المليك الرزاق.
The Fiqh of Allah's Perfect Names, Chapter 1, Lesson 3. Allah al-Ilah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wassalam ala abdillahi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. This is the final part of the explanation of the first chapter, which deals with the two names Allah and al-Ilah. The Shaykh, he said, the most comprehensive and the best of what has been said about the meaning of the name Allah is what was reported from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that he said, Allah is the one with the attribute of divinity and being worshipped in servitude by all of his creation. And Ibn Jarir narrated this from him in his tafsir. In this explanation, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma joined between two things. The first, the attribute taken from this noble name which relates to Allah. So Ibn Abbas here is going to say that there are two attributes here. One relates to Allah, and the other one relates to how we behave towards Allah. So the one that relates to Allah is divinity. It's the attribute which is indicated by the word Allah, just like knowledge, which is an attribute of His, is indicated by the word Al-Alim, the All-Knowing. As is might, which is an attribute of His, indicated by the word Al-Aziz, the Almighty. Likewise, wisdom, which is an attribute of His, is indicated by the word Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. As is mercy, which is an attribute of His, indicated by the word Ar-Rahim, the Most Merciful. As is the case with the other names which indicate to us the meaning of their attributes which are established about Him. So each name, this tells us a principle, and the Shaykh had already mentioned this in the earlier part of the book, that each name has at least one associated attribute with it. And every single name has an attribute associated with it. The attribute associated with Al-Alim is Ilm, knowledge. With Al-Aziz is Izzah, might. With Al-Hakim is Hikmah, wisdom, or Hukm, judgment. Ar-Rahim is, or Ar-Rahman, mercy, and so on. What attribute comes from Allah? Al-Uluhiyah, or Al-Ilahiyah, which is divinity. The Shaykh, he said, therefore Allah possesses the attribute of divinity. Divinity, which is an attribute of His, is the great attribute because of which He deserves to be God, and because of which He deserves that none share this great attribute with Him in any way. The attributes of divinity are all of the attributes of perfection, the attributes of majesty, greatness, and beauty, and the attributes of mercy, virtue, honor, and benevolence. So here the Shaykh is saying that divinity is the great attribute of Allah Azza wa Jalla, uluhiyah or ilahiyah. And all of those other attributes go back to it. And ilahiyah, being God, or being divine, or being the only deity, divinity, that attribute is the attribute which, because of which Allah deserves to be God, and because of which He deserves that none share in this great attribute with Him in any way. These attributes are those because of which He deserves to be deified, yani, to be considered divine and to be worshipped as the only true God, and because of which He deserves to be worshipped. He is God because He has these attributes of greatness and grandeur. He's God because He alone is the one who has the attributes of sustaining His creation, lordship, sovereignty, and authority. He's God because He alone is the one who has the attributes of mercy and bestowing blessings, both apparent and hidden, to all of His creation. He is God because He has encompassed everything with His knowledge, decree, wisdom, beneficence, mercy, power, might, and subdual. He is God because He alone has the attribute of being absolutely and perfectly free of need. Just as all other than Him are in need of Him, always and in every way. In need of Him to bring things into being and to direct them, in need of His help and provision, in need of Him for all of their needs. They are in need of Him for the greatest of their needs and their greatest necessity, which is their need of worshipping Him alone and attributing divinity to Him alone. Therefore, the attribute of divinity encompasses all of the perfect and beautiful names and lofty attributes. Here, when the Shaykh says that the greatest need of a person is to worship Allah. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he actually said that this, we need to worship Allah more than we need food and drink. Because ultimately, if you don't have food and drink, you might pass away and you might die, but you could still be from the people of Jannah. But if you don't worship Allah Azza wa Jal, it doesn't matter whether you eat or drink or you don't eat or drink, ultimately there is nothing. And I remember Ibn al-Qayyim said that we need it more than oxygen to worship Allah. We need it more than oxygen to know Allah's names and to worship Him through them. We need this more than we need air to breathe. Because that's our paradise, that's our everlasting hereafter. It's based on that knowing Allah and worshipping Him based on that knowledge. So it is the greatest need. The greatest thing we need is to be able to worship Allah. And we can only do that by putting our trust and our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking His guidance and help to do that. And this really just tells us that the attribute of divinity, uluhiyya or ilahiyya, encompasses all of the perfect and beautiful names and lofty attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. The second thing that Ibn Abbas alluded to in the statement, remember the statement of Ibn Abbas where he said, Allah is the one with the attribute of divinity, we've covered that, and being worshipped in servitude by all of His creation. This is the second part. The second part is the attribute taken from this noble name which relates to the servant. So there's an attribute which relates to Allah, which is divinity, being divine, being God. And there's an attribute which relates to the servant, i.e. worshipping Allah in servitude to Him. The servants of Allah worship Him and attribute divinity to Him. Allah the Exalted said, the translation of which is, He is the one who is the deity in heaven and the deity on earth. In Surah Zukhruf, ayah number 84. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَاهٌ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَاهٌ. He's the one who is the deity in heaven and the deity on earth. Those in the heavens and those on the earth deify Him willingly or by compulsion. Meaning you have to accept Allah as being God, whether even if you try and deny it, ultimately you will accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is God. Because you have to accept that there is a creator, you have to accept that there is, and you have to accept that there is a sustainer and a creator of the universe. And so whether you admit it or whether you don't, everything in the heavens and the earth bears witness to this. All are encompassed by His greatness, in a state of submission to His volition and will, yielding to His might and His sustaining of His creation. Meaning you can't escape submitting to His will, His qadr and His qada. You can't escape yielding to His power. Even if you say that you don't believe in Allah, you can't escape yielding to His power. You can't escape being sustained by Allah. So whether you like it or not, you have to take Allah Azza wa Jal or believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be divine and to be God. The Shaykh then he continues to say, as for the servants of the most merciful, and the special people who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they attribute divinity to Him as the others do, and they worship Him. And they put forth as much worship as they are able. Worship of the heart, soul and speech and action according to their standing and decree. Allah the Exalted joined between these two meanings in a number of places in the Quran, such as His statement, the translation of which is, indeed, I am Allah, there is no God worthy of worship but Me, so worship Me and establish prayer in order to remember Me. So here it mentions the ilah, innani ana Allahu la ilaha illa ana, fa'budni, so worship Me. So the divinity is there and the worship is there. Wa aqim as-salata li dhikri, and establish prayer in order to remember Me. And His statement, the translation of which is, and we did not send before You a messenger except that we revealed to him that there is no God worthy of worship but Me, so worship Me, in Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah number 25. As well as His statement, the translation of which is, so worship Him and remain constant in worship of Him. Do you know of anyone similar to Him? فَعَبُدْهُ وَاسْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا. This is in Surah Maryam, ayah number 65. That concludes our detailed discussion on the fiqh of Allah's perfect names. In the first chapter, the meaning of the name Allah and the meaning of the name Al-Ilah. that and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. Wassalatu wassalam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. The second chapter that we have will be on the topic of the name of Allah, Ar-Rabb. Again, we're going to start with the summary and then go into the detail, and that's coming up in the next lesson. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows best.